Galnet News Digest, 9th of July, 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, we explain why Indra took so long to defeat. Ramtar refuses to modify Azimuth weapons. And Prime Minister Aman explains why we're stronger together.
Titan Indra took a lot longer to destroy than expected, but for all the right reasons. With the recent changes in Thargoid tactics, many more opportunities to fight Thargoids in human-controlled systems have meant that over the past week, humanity has been fighting the Thargoids on a much broader front than normal. Defending active bases means somewhere to repair and rearm, and also to take anti-Thargoid missions. For less experienced AX pilots, the opportunity to defend ground installations also means no Thargon swarms. So, while plenty of pilots have been attacking Indra's heat vents, many more have been taking the fight to systems controlled by the three remaining Titans. Titan Indra was finally defeated just before 10 PM Galactic Standard Time on Monday. It is in meltdown and will explode on Tuesday at 10 PM, around the time this bulletin is released. From Thursday, Aegis plans to make forward bases available in Thargoid-controlled counter-strike systems. These bases, ground bases where possible, will offer repair facilities but will not offer missions. These new bases will offer even more opportunities to take the war to the Thargoids.
Commanders are up in arms after Engineer Ramtar refused to apply his new modification to Azimuth's pre-engineered Guardian weapons. Last week it was reported that the Engineer had devised a finalised version of his weapon modification that makes Guardian weapons immune from the Thargoid energy pulses that can destroy them. This new version of the modification does not reduce the weapon's damage and makes the use of such modified weapons viable. Tar's nanite modification can now be applied to most Guardian weapons. However, there have been reports that Ramtar is refusing to apply his modification to Guardian weapons that have been pre-engineered by Azimuth Biotech. There's a long history of conflict between Ramtar, who now works for Aegis, and Salvation's organisation. And it's perhaps not surprising that the Engineer is unwilling to touch technology created by the people who may have provoked the Thargoids to invade in the first place, and who did their best to shut down Aegis. Ramtar is willing to apply his modification to any Guardian weapons that have not already been modified by Azimuth. He can be contacted at Phoenix Base in the Mean System.
Mutual support is key to defeating the Thargoids, according to Alliance Prime Minister Edmund Mahan. The Federation and Empire beg to disagree. In a series of interviews published in Vox Galactica, Vanya Driscoll, who normally writes for the Alliance Tribune, asked leaders about the financial cost of the war as it enters its 21st month. Prime Minister Mahan was by far the most upbeat. While the financial burden of the war has been heavy, the Prime Minister describes the people of the Alliance as working together with a common sense of purpose. The Alliance's approach has been to defend all its systems, the smallest and remotest colony, just as much as its core systems. Mahan calls democracy the Alliance's secret weapon. Speaking for the Federation, outgoing Vice President Jerome Archer admitted that with Federal forces fighting the aliens, there are barely enough troops left over to maintain order within the Federation's systems. A number of opportunist attacks by pirates have brought systems under threat, but Archer claims that there would have been many more had it not been for the hard work of the Proactive Detection Bureau to monitor citizens' messages for signs of sedition. Senator Zamina Torval described how the Empire takes a different approach to its defence. The outermost systems can be sacrificed to keep the heart of the Empire beating strongly. The Empire may shrink now, while the Thargoid threat remains present, but it will, she assures us, come back far stronger after the Thargoids have been eliminated. The temporary abandonment of the more remote Imperial systems is, Torval explained, a small sacrifice to pay. There was no mention by any of the leaders of the hostages that have been brought back from the Thargoid Titans. The Alliance has been rehabilitating its rescued citizens, but both the Federation and Empire continue to hold their rescued citizens in quarantine with no indication of when they might be allowed back into society. Neither did Jerome Archer make any mention of when Vice President-elect Isolde Rochester might take over from him. President-elect Felicia Winters, who was elected 9 months ago after an election that was delayed by 3 months, and who then had to wait an unexplained 4 months before taking office, did not then attend her inauguration, but has instead spent the first 5 months of what should have been her presidency helping the disaster relief effort in her home system of Rhea. It almost seems like she doesn't really want to be president.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.